from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about the positive morning show we got going this morning, let's talk about something we're all looking forward to, which is Atlanta Falcons football. Man, we are ready to get into it. They're going to get going here at 7 o'clock, but guess what? Coverage right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, starts right here at 5 p.m. with the guy to my left, Mikey P. Chris Goforth, going to be with you as well.
Let that man out the cage.
Woo!
Let that man out the cage.
He's ready to get it going.
I've never been so geeked up to do a preseason game. Let's go.
I have to ask you this. Besides Michael Penix Jr., because everybody's excited to see him, who are you most excited to see tonight?
Great question. I think that I think the one thing I'm most excited to see is coaching involved, right? I want to see the schematics of what a Zach Robinson offense will look like. I want to see what Jimmy Lake's kind of shell defense looks like. I want to see how Raheem Morris and what ways he's grown on the sideline and head coach in the last 12-some-odd years. And I think that one of the reasons I'm so excited about tonight is there's so many unanswered questions about this team and how it comes together and what these players all look like in different roles. There's draft picks, there's quarterback signings, there's Darnell Mooney. I mean, now obviously you're not going to get to see all those guys. So I think if you had asked me that question in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, right, when it's week one, I tell you, man, I'm excited to see, you know, Kirk Cousins and his, you know, him hooking up with Kyle Pitts this year. But for right now, schematically, you know, seeing Jimmy Lake in his role, Zach Robinson calling plays for the first time, I want to see what personnel they start out in. I want to see if Charlie Warner's a part of the first package. I just want to see schematically what they're trying to get done. It'll be very vanilla, right? I mean, they're not going to run any trick plays to start the game. I mean, that's just not what you're going to see. But Zach Robinson, just kind of the shell of what he's trying to do. We saw so much wide zone, quick slants, flat screens, and then play action passes last year that I expect Zach Robinson to throw a little bit more sprinkles on top of that this year.
So you're telling me on top of the vanilla ice cream, there'll be a little sprinkles?
Yeah, a little sprinkles.
Maybe
some M&M's thrown in there.
Oh,
you know, just a
little
nice.
Bit.
I don't want to do anything too crazy.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything too crazy.
That sounds like a little bit of a party there, man.
Not just yet. Not just yet. Look, and like I said, it'll be a slow build, man, but a lot of questions schematically. 3-4-4-3, what's the shell, what's the personnel, how does certain guys fit into that shell? That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Allie, I have to ask you this. Obviously, the Braves, and we just talked a lot about the Braves. It's not a Braves question, but obviously the Braves do play tonight. We know that TV, when 8:40 hits, I believe, is first pitch. We know that TV is going to be locked in there. Is there any chance that Grant watches any of the Falcons preseason game? Are you and Grant watching any of the Falcons preseason game before the Braves game starts? Because there's like an hour and a half window there.
Yeah, I think there's such a different air about this season. Everyone's excited to see it, right? Myself, Grant included. We all want to see what the Falcons are going to do this year.
I am curious, Allie, in your household. Now, I mean, it's no secret. I know that Lindsay's that way. I know Simone's that way in his house. Do you put your foot down on, like, multiple TVs in the living room?
Because, oh, that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Like, we always salivate. Abe Gordon's got, like, five TVs in his living room.
Yeah.
It's literally, I mean, just five. But he's a bachelor, and he gets to do what he wants to. I have made that pitch to my wife. I'm like, you know, in the kids' playroom, let's just throw a couple 55s on the wall. You know what I mean? That way they can watch, you know, whatever they want to watch. They can watch the Magic School Bus or whatever.
And you can have the game on.
I can have the game on. I mean, this makes a lot of sense.
The win-win.
Been shut down just time after time.
We have not had this conversation yet. There's only one TV in the living room. But again, we're only 8 months into this marriage. I could see that happening in the future. I could see a conversation happening around having multiple TVs, especially, you know, in like a different room, maybe not the living room, maybe not the centerpiece of the house, maybe bedrooms. I don't know.
Do you guys, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this question, Dylan, this has been an ongoing topic with my wife and some of her friends. Do you guys do TVs in the bedroom? And like, what does that look like? Because we have a couple friends that, no, we don't do TVs in the bedroom. Bedrooms for our time.
It's hilarious that you asked this because
it sounded a little crazy when I said that.
No,
you know what I meant.
I know what you meant, though.
To conversate. Yeah,
exactly. So Simone and I actually only have one television. Okay. We live in a one bedroom apartment. So, you know, balling on a budget, and we just sometimes we bring the TV to the bedroom. Like last night, TV was out in the living room.
It's a mobile TV.
Yeah, just pick. I mean, you just pick it up. It's just one plug. You just pick it up. I pick it up, move it to the bedroom. So we watched Equalizer 3 for a little bit last night, and we decided, I'm not joking, bro.
Funny.
We will discuss. It's like, hey,
Equalizer 3.
You want to watch in the living room or the bed?
Man.
Do we want to move this to the bed or not? Like, that's literally a question that happens on a nightly basis, Mike. I am not joking.
Come on, man. Like,
how big is the TV?
I feel like I need to hit Prime Day for y'all, dog. And just like, hey, give me all his address. Let me send one over, dog.
It's
like,
cool, though. It's easy.
Like, is it like, how big is this TV?
It's probably like somewhere between 35, 40 inch, something like that.
No,
it's not that heavy, though. Like, I got long arms, man. You see this wingspan?
That's a computer monitor in my house, dog. You can't.
All right, maybe it's
day.
It's like 50. I don't know, but
I'm done.
It's big. It's big enough
maybe
to where
50. You just said 35 to 40.
I don't know. I haven't measured it, but the thing is, it's big enough to where we can easily see it sitting on the couch in the living room, and we can just as easily see it watching from the bed. It doesn't mess up our viewing experience at all. It's not little. Like, you know what I'm gonna do when I get home this morning. I'm going to send you and Allie a picture of the TV, and y'all can guesstimate how big it is because I'm not
sure. Kill me over, bro. We're only, it's 6:12. You're going to kill me over.
It's going to be a good show today. I can already tell that.
Knock me out of my shoes, bro.
Hey, man, just mobile TV. You want to go to bed?
All right, I'll move it.
Listen, I know I'm out of pocket with television. I am way over the top. I mean, I got one in the garage, one on the deck. I mean, I'm all over the place, but, bro, you killed me. You knocked me out right there.
Hey,
segment one.
You only need one. All right, when we come back here, we got to get into it. At least a little bit longer. It's a Falcons Friday, but that panic button, my hand's over it on the Braves. We'll talk about it next. Here on The Morning Shift, Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson and Allie Mack. We'll be back here on Sports Radio, 92.9 Game and the Odyssey app.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.